part of the four-part late-night tales story, Flat of Angles, written by Simon Cleary and read by me, Benedict Cumberbatch. I just can't access my thoughts or put them into words. I think they're in my brain's recycle bin awaiting deletion. Still no reply to my text. I sent it at, 9:48, and it's now 10 o'clock. She hasn't texted me in response to my imploring, longing, yearning message full of wine-sodden grief. Thus, morning, exclamation mark, how are you? I enjoyed our journey into darkest old Kent Road via K-Way last night, exclamation mark. Back at my place. Looking forward to the gig tonight. What time can you get there? Where is Rhythm Factory? Have a great day, exclamation mark. Kiss. As many questions as possible, all crying out for a response. Surface lightness, reflective even. Asking after her, referring to events as our, showing her I'm thinking of her. The kiss, though. That was contemplated for a good 5 minutes, although we held hands briefly. Near McDonald's on the old Kent Road last night, I don't know if that was too forward or the kiss too presumptuous now. But her touch sent a clean, electric impulse through me, up my arm, into my brain. It cut through the K, the sodium light, the rain that I longed to protect her from in my arms. Now each check of the messageless phone results in a little clutch of pain somewhere in the vicinity of the heart. There are snails climbing all over the walls of my bathroom. There is a bush outside the window when it rains, if I've left the window open, which I need to sometimes. They crawl in. Iridescent tracery they leave on unknown journeys sparkles in the bulb light. I take a Tesco bag glove and gather.